Office, weapons. I wonder who is packing heat in my office. There's a man who says he worked in law enforcement before he got his present job. He might have a handgun in a shoulder holster under his jacket. It might be a small gun, a Glock 9mm semi-automatic. Fortunately, he speaks in a level-headed way. I don't expect him to go crazy. Not that he likes me or considers me his friend, but I'm not looking for affection. I just don't want him to shoot me. There are no assault rifles in sight, but one might be hidden in a filing cabinet or in an empty room. The guy who plays guitar might be concealing an AK-47 in his instrument case, arriving early so no one else sees the rifle when he takes it out and hides it away. He's ready to start a war, if a war needs to be fought. I can tell he's serious, because he wears sunglasses. We can't see the expression in his eyes. Other people might be carrying darts. Admittedly, darts aren't much of a weapon, but watch out if one is flying toward your eye. They are easy to conceal. Much easier than a spear, although a spear would be more effective. You could throw a spear or use it as a jabbing weapon, but where would you store it? In a broom closet? Does our office even have a broom closet? I don't know. In any case, anyone could be carrying a handful of darts in a backpack or a purse. And that person could be ready to throw them. The ultimate weapon, however, would be an improvised explosive device. An IED could be concealed in a cardboard box, and all it would need is a command from a cell phone to detonate. The bomber could walk out to the street, push a few buttons, and watch the building go up in a fireball. I have no cell phone, so I can't be the bomber. I can't even look up data on the internet or send a text message from a handheld device. But almost anyone else in the office would be able and could be willing to set off a bomb. Then there's the old bait and switch. Someone might make an innocent-sounding offer, such as, "Would you like to borrow a butter knife?" And then, when you approach, take out a switchblade and lunge at you. You would have a hard choice then, either to take out your own switchblade or to disarm the attacker with your bare hands. Are you ready to do either of those things? Knife fighting is not included in workplace training. It is not in the employee handbook. Of course, there are the scissors. Everyone has a pair. They might not be very lethal, but I once got mugged by a woman wielding a pair of scissors. Well, I wasn't actually mugged. My pocket was picked, and when I grabbed the perp, she pulled scissors on me. She claimed an accomplice had the wallet. I didn't get my wallet back, but I didn't get stabbed either. I let her go. I didn't want to be stabbed by someone who was scissor happy. And I wouldn't want that to happen now. I make sure all of the desk drawers holding scissors are closed when I walk by.